just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
We always expect that the world should fulfill our desires. But the world is not here to fulfill your expectations. Rather, when we dream, we expect. The world offers us shocks, and our dreams are shattered, and the resultant sorrow moves us into further darkness of gloom, of agony, of pain. The more we expect, the more the shock, and shock is something severe than surprises. But we want people to behave the way we desire. We want things to happen our way, but they never happen. Human being is a bundle of desires, expectations, dreams, longings, yearnings, addictions. To get rid of all of these, we need to understand things as they are. We need to understand time as it is, circumstances as they are, the forces of Maya as they are, people as they are, the drama and its secret as it is. A doctor got up in the morning at 3 o'clock and he went to the washroom and he found that the washroom basin is clogged. And he started calling a plumber. His wife said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm calling the plumber." The wife said, "At 3 a.m. in the morning." The doctor said, "Even we have to go in emergency. So plumber should also come." But the wife said, "It is 3 a.m. The doctor said, "So what? Then I can go. Others should also come." We don't say that, "I will come later on." So this is also the same here. I want plumber to be here right away. So the plumber comes at 3:30. He goes inside. The plumber is sleepy. And he comes out and there are certain tablets lying outside on the table. He takes those tablets, goes inside and throws in the basin. He comes out and says, "I have given the tablets. If they don't work, call me again in the morning." So when we expect, the life offers shocks. When we live in disillusions, we are met with disillusionments. That's why Baba says, drop your expectations. So yesterday we were seeing about Sakash. This is a new message, divine message of 9th July 2009. Double foreigners have come for Bhatti in Madhuvan, and the trans messenger is taking the message to the subtle world. So what did Baba say? Thode samay ke baad Baba bole, "Bachchi, double videshi arthat double purusharthi bachcho ka baap data se sneh bahut hai." So they are double foreigners, they are double effort makers. Dil se Baba kehte sama jaate hai. Baap bhi bachcho ko vishesh himmat dete rehte. Yesterday in Sakar Murli, Baba added one more word along with himmat. What was that? Spirit. So Baba fills you with that spirit, with that courage, those guts. Spiritual courage, power. Kyunki aajkal duniya mein to bahut halchal. This is the world of upheavals. Everywhere there is something or other going on. Lekin bachche utna hi achal ban, nothing new ke smriti swarup ban, prakriti ka khel dekhte rehte hai. Sarva samasyao ko apne uche swaman mein reh paar karte. Kyunki almighty authority baap dada combined hai, sada saathi ban saath hai. So no matter what disturbances are going on in the world, Baba says, you remain stable, you remain unflappable. Why? Because you have been taught this chapter of nothing new. And you remain as a detached observer. You watch everything as if a play, a game going on. You stay in your high self-respect. You are combined with the Almighty Authority. I think that's the same in today's blessing in Sakar Murli. You remain combined with Almighty Authority. He becomes your companion. And that's what shields you from this world of disturbances. So Baba says, nothing new. understand this concept. There are two things attached to it. One is nothing new, second is everything is new. Both things are needed. Everything new means you have that sense of wonder for everything. Everything fills you with awe and wonder. Everything is new. The day is new. The Amrit Vela is new. Baba is new. The Brahmin family is new. The experiences are new. The realizations are new. But if you could seek that newness, and eyes cannot see what mind doesn't know. If the mind is filled with newness, then only eyes would see newness. Otherwise, everything is same, dull and drab. Fill yourself with that newfangled emotion, feeling of newness, and everything will become new in life. A new perspective, a new attitude, a new feeling, a new emotion, a new desire, a new yearning, a new longing, a new vision, a new dream, a new imagination, a new fancy, a new relationship, a new way, a new habit, a new hobby. Everything new. So Brahmin life is all about newness. Brahmin life is all about creativity. You try to do everything in a novel manner. Brahmin life is newness incarnate. It should not have any trace of the old, the past, the lost, the yesterday. Let bygone be bygone. So fill the life with newness. What newness is there in Murli? And everything that you look around, see around. Every day is so new. Every moment things are changing. And we enjoy internally. So this sense of newness would drive away boredom from your life. If you don't bring newness, boredom engulfs you, throttles you, and life becomes a stagnated pond, a stinking pond. Keep flowing, keep moving. Watch out for all the new things which are happening around. So that's all about everything new. But Baba says, nothing new now. So now what is nothing new? This is a very important principle to remain stable. Because situations are very tough. Life is challenging. Circumstances are incongenial. So you need this nothing new principle to understand things and to remain stable. Nothing new means there is nothing that can surprise me. Nothing new means there is nothing that can surprise me, that can shock me. And as I said, the more our expectations, the more would be the shocks. It's shown in the life of Vivekananda that when he was a small child, Narendra, He asked his father, "Tell me one important thing which I should follow the whole life." And his father said, "Don't get surprised at anything." And that principle helped him. The abiding principle helped him. Sometimes he is in the palaces, and sometimes he is sleeping as a beggar among straw huts. So don't get surprised at anything. In everything new, we use the word wonder. So there are two words. One is wonder, another is surprise. Have the sense of wonder, but don't get surprised. Wonder is inside, surprise is outside. Ashcharya and Vismay. We don't get surprised at anything. But there is Vismay that's known as wonder. That sense of wonder helps us to enjoy life. But definitely nothing should surprise you. So I don't get surprised at anything, because I knew things would happen this way. So for staying in the stable stage of surprise, of nothing new, the first thing is, nothing surprises me. Have this drama thing firmly imprinted on your mind, that everything that is happening in the drama is predestined, is pre-planned, pre-organized, pre-recorded, pre-shot. There is nothing, no scene here has been introduced suddenly. The film has already been made. Now it is getting replayed. And I have seen this film multiple times. There are horrible scenes. It's a horror show also. But then I have seen this horror show in the past 2 times. So it doesn't surprise me, it doesn't shock me, I don't get afraid. Nothing new means no fear. Nothing new means nothing surprises me and I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not scared. Because I have seen this film multiple times. So what is the need to get scared now? Nothing new is a stage of Trikaldarshi, knower of three aspects of time. You know these things are going to happen because the karmic accounts are getting settled. So what are the nothing news? The world is not new. It is the same old world. What to get surprised? That is first. The second, the people are same. They are nothing new. The same souls. The old souls have come on the stage again to reenact their parts. The actors are again on the stage. These are the old actors. They are not new actors. None of the actor is a newcomer. These are the same old actors. They have come back on the stage. So don't get surprised at people, their behavior. The third, time. This time is the same old time. Don't get surprised at this time guy. He's an old chap. Don't get surprised at the new forms of Maya. There's nothing newness in Maya. We feel that Maya is new, but she is having the same old tattered clothes which she colors and recolors and comes again. But she doesn't surprise me. She doesn't. That's nothing new for me. The same old Maya. The old wine in a new glass. The same old places. There's nothing new in places. Some people get attracted or attached to places. They go to new places and they like that place. Oh, it's very good. Now I should stay here only, or I should buy a plot, or we should have our center here. Something like that. We have a tendency to get attached to places. But know that this world is a caravanserai. This world is an inn, a motel, a restaurant, a nest. You have come to rest here overnight and you have to fly back. No place is my permanent abode. So there is nothing new in places. There is nothing new in Maya. There is nothing new in time. There is nothing new in persons. There is nothing new in this world. There is nothing new in circumstances. The same old circumstances, the same old scenes. Not to get surprised. The story of deception is very old, it's not new. Two persons are friends, somebody deceives, one deceives the other. Is this a newness? The same story. So there is nothing new in circumstances. They are the same old. Circumstances presenting before you, wearing some new attire, some new cloth, and you feel, oh, this is shocking. This should not have happened. Why this happens to me? Why me alone? Because Baba has said things would happen suddenly. Tragedies don't send invitation cards. They struck you. They strike you unawares. So Baba has already said that. Circumstances would come. Tough circumstances, difficult situations. Death of the beloveds. Sudden disease, sudden sickness. Loss of financial losses. Problems in relationships. They will come suddenly. Sudden karmic account, which was not there before. So things would happen suddenly. But know that if you remain stable, everything would become smooth. But if you make a hue and cry, if you create a mountain out of mole, then situations would turn worse. But whatever that is happening to me is not without reason. The karmic accounts are getting settled. And we have taken 84 births, and in those, especially this last 63 births, every birth we were in contact with so many people. Say for example 100 souls in each birth. So how many they become? Every birth you are in close contact at least with 100 souls. So these are 63 births. This is your last. So many souls you have to settle your accounts with. But it's not necessary that if somebody is troubling you or giving you sorrow, we have a strong karmic account with that person. May not be necessary. It will be just one instant. It is not necessary that the same thing will happen again and again. There was a fakir, a holy man, and he went to one place. There were many people there in that room, and they started laughing at him. They started saying, oh, you are a deceiver. You fool people. Everything is about you is so funny. They started pulling his clothes. Somebody started pulling his cap. And that fakir said, I am man of God. Please, don't tease me anymore. He became angry, and suddenly there was darkness. And everybody started saying, I can't see anything, I can't see anything. And everybody fell down at his feet. And they said, please forgive us. The fakir said, you fools, even I can't see. On the lights. Where is the generator? The lights have gone. So every time you suffer, that doesn't mean that you have committed something wrong. Sometimes things are universal. Everybody is suffering, not just you. So don't get surprised at people, at circumstances, at places, at time, at Maya, this world, the different scenes of this world. There is nothing new. Baba says this is the old world. The house is in tatters. Anytime it can fall. Dilapidated house. It's in ruins. The debris are already here. So what to get surprised at such a old falling house? There is nothing that surprised me. Nothing means nothing. So this nothing new will keep you stable. The same thing are repeating. And one more thing. Everything is happening for a reason and everything has got some benefit in it. The drama is beneficial. So if the entire drama is beneficial, how can any scene bring loss to me? Milk every situation. Create your path through every rock that falls upon you. So utilize every situation to move ahead. Utilize every karmic account to remain stable. So, nothing new. The world is in upheaval, but you remain stable, unflinching. That's what Baba wants. So both things are needed. On one side, nothing new. On another side, the sense of wonder. Everything is new. I jump, I joy, I rejoice. I sing, I dance like a child. Because for me, everything is so new. So on one side, this innocence, this delicacy, this uncorrupted mind. On another side, is hard, rock-like stage where you see everything and get nothing affects you. You remain unruffled, undisturbed. Nothing new. Om Shanti.